The U.S. added 638,000 jobs in October, according to Labor Department figures released today, and that helped lower the unemployment rate by a full percentage point. For more, let's go to Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, the unemployment rate came down to 6.9% in October from 7.9% in September. Break the latest numbers down for us. Is this good news for the economy?
Yeah, this particular report, Tanya, certainly is good news. Both the number of jobs that were added back into the economy was higher than what economists expected. And what's important about the big drop in the unemployment rate is that the labor force participation rate, in other words, the percentage of the population who is actually in the workforce or looking for work, that actually rose a little bit too. So it's good to see that number rising and the unemployment rate coming down. Still, though, the labor market is very far from being completely healed, Tanya, and there are a lot of question marks ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to put this latest number in context that there were 1.5 million fewer people unemployed last month, according to the Labor Department. But are we anywhere close to making up for all the jobs we lost so far?
Not really. If you look at the total number of jobs in the country, we lost about 22 million jobs just between February and April. We've added about 12 million of those jobs back, so a little more than half of what we lost. But the number of total jobs is still about almost 7% below the peak number of jobs in February. So to put that in perspective, that's further below the peak in jobs than we were at the worst part of the global financial crisis in 2008, 2009. So this is still a very depressed job market for sure.
Yeah. What industries were responsible, though, for these new hires last month? Which sectors of the economy are actually doing okay?
So the real focus, both on the losses and the rebound, has been sort of the restaurant and bar jobs. If you look at what the Labor Department lumps them into, a big category of leisure and hospitality, and includes those jobs, restaurants and bars, but also stuff like arts and entertainment and recreation. That category increased by 271,000 in October. Since April, they've added back about 4.8 million jobs, but still down by 3.5 million from February. And the big question is what happens now, because a lot of that economic activity that brought those jobs back was stuff that was moved outdoors during the warmer weather, you know, restaurant jobs in particular. Now, with the virus raging again and the weather cooling off, there is a big question about whether that rebound in jobs in those sectors can be maintained or might start going the other way and start seeing decreases in jobs again for the rest of the year.
I mean, that's the big fear moving forward. I mean, this is the fourth straight month that we've seen the rate of new job growth slow down. That's a real concern.
It is a concern. And again, it all puts the focus on this colder weather and how much that will sort of be a depressing factor to the labor market. And remember, a lot of those emergency federal aid programs for the unemployed, they expire at the end of next month. And it doesn't look like Congress is really ready to agree on anything to provide more support for the unemployed.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, as always, thank you.
Thank you.